August 25th, 2007, it's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. Yeah. every house, how can I get to you? My two little starry eyes, what can I say or do for you, my little starry eyes? Starry eyes forever shall be mine. Starry eyes, starry eyes forever shall be mine.
Lot from Pedro Show. Started off there with John Coltrane, Sunstar. After that, we had a couple of demos. The first one was Fujiko by Kaori Toshida. That was a demo she made. That's the first song for this project I'm part of, called Funonori, and that's just her on everything there. That's the first thing she gave me to try and put bass to. We ended up doing three songs for the split CD with a Tokyo band called Light. It's going to be out September 3rd on Transduction Records. Yeah, you can go to the Hoot page. There's news about it there. But I thought her original demo was just so beautiful, I wanted to play it before I fouled it up. And then we had a demo from Rocky Erickson for Starry Eyes, 1975. Last month when I was in Tokyo, I got an opportunity to record with the Migu people, which is very interesting, challenging, and exciting for me. But I also got to record with a musician named Kyoka, who plays laptop. I mean, not just records with it, but the sounds come out of it, you know? And it was a challenging thing for me. But I also got to do an interview with her and a friend of hers named Christopher, who is from the U.S., A Lot from Pedro Show. I'm here in Tokyo.
Hey!
And it's July 24th, 2007, in Kyoka.
Hey! Mm-hmm.
And I'd be interested to know how you got into music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how can I making music? How do I get making music?
How did you get into it? When did you start?
Oh, I don't remember, but when I was a child, maybe 2 or 3 years
Jeez.
Old, so I started to play piano. Then it was already improvisation, but I felt like I think maybe 3 years old, and I was playing piano like, this is for Twinkle Star, like, and oh, I'm a senior, so I was thinking, and my father and mother made me go to piano lesson.
Ah.
Then after that, my genius level go down, but do you understand me?
Yeah.
Anyway, after that, I sometimes making noise with tape recorder, like small cassette tape. I really had interested in the mechanism of cassette tape, so I always break and build cassette tapes in my room.
You broke them.
Yeah, I broke sometimes, I was always playing with cassette tapes and recording some things, kind of field recording I did I was at elementary school. Then I thought like, oh, I am interested in sound. And one day my father asked me, what do you want to do when you become adult?
Yeah, grow up.
Yeah, I grew up. When I grew up, and I said like, I want to be a musician, and don't tease me. Like, yeah, he didn't take it serious, but after that I practiced flute in brass band. Then I did shamisen. Then after that, I at last started band in my university. and yeah. I did vocal, it was first time. Then I thought music is so great. So after that, I got tired from band sound. Well, because to do band, I have to fit them my taste.
Yeah.
So I wanted to be more selfish. So I
in control.
Yeah. So I started to make laptop music. Then still I'm still doing. But nowadays I also enjoying to make music with the other people. So
collaborate.
Yeah. But yeah. And time. What the most important thing for me is my adrenaline. Also, when I make my sound, I ask my adrenaline like, do you like this? And yes or no? And okay.
Critical thinking.
Yeah. So that's my music.
Was there a scene that you were part of?
Portip.
You were a part of.
I'm part of adrenaline.
I'm sorry.
I am part of adrenaline.
Adrenaline.
Yeah, adrenaline, not dopamine.
Right. Not dopamine.
Right.
No, a scene, a group of people.
Oh, group of people.
Yeah, like the way I got playing in front of people was part early LA punk scene.
Oh, right.
People I didn't know before music.
I see.
Was there a scene?
Scene.
Well, what town were you from?
Kanazawa, north area of Japan.
Okay. Mm. Was there a scene in Kanazawa?
It's kind of band.
It was band scene.
Yeah.
Rock and roll, like.
Rock and roll, underground, like. What is that? You heard in Kanazawa. Please. I forget.
That's the scene?
Almost.
Like psychedelic rock.
Psychedelic rock.
But not even psychedelic.
Kanazawa scene. I thought, last month I went to Manchester in UK, and I felt like Manchester and Kanazawa scene is a little bit similar. My scene is probably just electronica, but...
Electronica.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, because you use a computer.
Computer, yeah. Yeah.
Samples.
Experimental. Experimental pop electronica is my type.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
But nowadays I'm making more experimental danceable music, I'm thinking to make.
You're in Tokyo now.
Yeah.
Are you part of a scene here? Is there a
Tokyo have everything.
Lots of scenes.
Yeah. So everyone has somewhere. So,
what do you find the most interesting now happening here?
Here? Oh, it's difficult. Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah, but maybe. You would know better than I would.
Yeah, maybe my friends. My friends, what should I say? There is my friend. Five of my friends having same house. Like here, normally people has one person have one apartment room.
Yeah.
But my friends, five of my friends having one factory, and they are living there. And sometimes they have events there, like music event.
Gigs.
Yeah, it's so fun. It's kind of scene for me. Well, music is very sometimes experimental, but I don't know why. To their gig place, to their house, factory, so many French electronica guys come.
Yeah.
So, for me, French electronica guys and experimental cute pop, it's scene of Tokyo, I think.
Yeah. When you were coming up, did you listen to other bands?
Yeah.
What band did you like?
I like Hypo in France. And Hypo.
Hypo?
Hypo. Well, H-Y-P-O. P-O. Yeah, Hypo is like pretty experimental electronic sound. I will give you a CD later.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I have two CD.
Oh, great.
Same one.
They had a big influence on you.
Yeah, yeah, for me, it's a big influence.
Do you have people
mm-hmm.
telling you that you influence them, like younger people?
Uh-huh. I see. It's a difficult. Okay.
Because music's about taking turns, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
You just did a tour, right?
Yes, Europe.
Yeah, now what'd you yeah. think of that?
Well,
you've done some before, right?
Yeah, well, before I went to Europe, my main place for my stay and for my gig was Holland, Amsterdam. But then after that, suddenly I got a show in Vienna and London. And I thought, like, oh, Vienna is kind of music, main music place for classic. So I felt like, oh, people might be snobby, I guess. But people are not snobby at all. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, for me, Vienna gig was the greatest.
You're looking at changing by what? Collaborating with people who don't play computers?
Well, no, I'm playing with every part of people, like drummer and bass player and future people. Yeah, I don't care.
Good.
Yeah.
Now
everyone,
you got this band called Groupies.
Yes.
Mm. How'd that come about?
Groupies is totally Nobuko and Kyoka, and producer is Christopher.
Yeah.
Then noisy, pretty, poppin', mm-hmm. noisy, experimental.
And how long has it been around?
Oh,
2 years.
Yeah.
We kind of started because mm-hmm. me and Nobuko met. I met Nobuko at
yeah.
a show
uh-huh.
at a Tower Records in store
yeah,
in Osaka.
Osaka.
And so then we kind of kept in touch. And then she introduced me
mm-hmm.
to Kyoka.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we would all hang out in Tokyo, and they came to a couple of my shows 2 years ago. And everyone thought that they were my groupies. Right?
Yeah.
And it's so hard to explain to people.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan, it's okay to have girls that are friends. You're not, like,
mm-hmm.
necessarily sleeping with them, you know?
Yeah.
But everyone thought that we were, like, hooking up. Like,
mm-hmm.
And so we're like, shit, let's make noise. And we need a band name.
Yeah,
well,
groupies.
We're all groupies.
We are groupies.
I'm your groupies.
Yeah.
You're my groupies.
Yeah, everyone is groupies of everyone. Three. But before I'm used to make only noisy one.
Yeah.
But so maybe my old sound is not so separated from groupies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But well. Yeah, for I started groupies, so I decided, oh, maybe I have been wanted to do both of, like, experimental one, very experimental and experimental pop. I haven't been doing both. So after I get groupies, I separated.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's very different.
Yeah, because groupies is just
mm-hmm.
pure chaos. Like, there's
mm-hmm.
no plan.
Yeah, no brown at all.
It's just plain. It's just fun. It's just
yeah.
beautiful noise. And
uh-huh.
I know. Kyoka's very serious and has a plan.
Yeah, then I think your solo stuff is more like songs.
Yeah, for solo I'm very serious, but for groupies, like, groupies.
Yeah, it's just
groupies.
What's a groupie gig like?
Yeah.
What is
but,
it like?
Yeah, but I'm happy that people seem to enjoy it a lot.
Well,
okay.
he was asking about a gig. Tell him about the Super Deluxe show.
Super Deluxe?
Last year.
Oh, yeah! Last year, I am Christopher and Nobuko and two of my friends who play drum and guitar.
Yeah.
And we performed in Tokyo. And at that time, well, and projector, visual. It was so messy, messy, exciting show. Like, when I phoned, I was on a speaker amp, biggest one, and I thought, wow, maybe people are expecting me to jump out from here, but I will break my bones. I don't do that.
Yeah,
so excited. Yeah.
And then,
yeah. And we put our costume for that time was to put wigs in front of face. So.
What, mask?
So if our clothing is like this, people cannot see which one is front and which one is back. So it's kind of scary to people, and like we're pretty monster.
Yeah.
Like, and also I went into people's chair place, people's place, and dive.
Oh wow!
Dive and hug
the audience.
And gave chocolate.
Is there a lot of clubs to play in Tokyo?
Yeah, a lot.
What about practice places? Is it easy to have a band here?
No,
it's hard.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
And what about, I heard it's hard to tour.
I think I've had a really great luck touring here actually, but I think as a promoter it's hard to put on shows because venues charge you so much to rent the spaces. It's never like a joint risk on a show.
Like, I mean, the clubs just don't book on their own. They always bring in a promoter.
I think the promoter is like talent buyer, promoter dudes. If the shows kind of vary from, third party people to people who work there, but it's always whenever I ask how much the promoters are paying for the space, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like tons of money, in the US, depends, right? If it's a smaller club like the Hemlock or something, like 30% or of the door, maybe.
Well, it's so rare here.
Here it's like, they want $1,000 up front, and then maybe a little more of the door. You know? It's nuts. It doesn't really help.
Are the shows all ages?
All ages? Yeah, all ages.
Because, in the U.S. it's a lot of 21 and over.
I was afraid about it. Yeah,
and people pay a lot more too. Like it's
a gig here costs a lot more than
like 3,000 yen, like 2,500, 3,000 yen, which is about a little under $25.
$30?
For just this kind of
club gig.
Japan is expensive country.
Wow.
So it was reasonable. Well, maybe 5 years ago, I used to perform a lot in Los Angeles. Then I became friendly with KXL people. Then, at the time, the reason I went to Los Angeles a lot was, at the time, I was amateur, kind of amateur. So, venue was charged me a lot. So, one day I found, if I had to pay for venue, I can get ticket for Los Angeles, it's cheaper. So, and also, people are kind, so I started to play in Los Angeles a lot. So, and it was a good choice. Maybe it changed my life a lot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I love Los Angeles.
I just played on KXLU.
So many times.
Yeah, a lot. And I played there for 25, 26 years, but I've just played there last week. What do you got for future?
Future. Yeah, I'm moving to Berlin, so...
And music, right?
Music, yeah. Well, last time, actually, during my EU tour, European tour, before that, I was a little bit not good at to make beat music, dance beat, because kind of, sometimes I think it's kind of boring, just beat, but... In Europe,
like rave?
Yeah, but in Europe, I was in a club and beat is not boring. So in Berlin, maybe I do research a lot about beat.
Beats.
Maybe I will be beat girl for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, because beat, but I want.
What is this record in Germany? Is it beats?
Germany beats, kind of. Yes, beats, but not very beat, but still experimental, moody, experimental air and beat. Sometimes beat,
So, like ambient?
Yeah, ambient.
Yeah.
Yeah, my label is ambient. Ah. So only I am not ambient. It's funny for me. So I saw my record labels, MySpace, and top friends, there is top friends, then everyone is ambient, so the pictures was looks like all ambient, like blue and out of focus, like ambient, so no clear, and like face is like ambient, but only mine was I'm blowing up fire from my mouth and yeah. So only I'm
you contrast
different.
You should tell people your MySpace address so they can go and check you out.
Yes, myspace.com/kyoka. Kyoka is KYOKA.
KYOKA.
Yeah. myspace.com/kyoka.
So go over there and check out her music, check out her scene, check out her fire coming out of her mouth.
And check out my fishing sometimes.
You fish?
Well, in my MySpace.
Oh.
I'm fishing.
But you don't fish out of here?
Sometimes I do that in my hometown. I love fish.
Quelqu'un s'y attend. Et ça va s'en dire. L'ensemble. Les symptômes t'étard.
Oh,
Watt from Pedro show. We started that off with an interview with Kyoka in Tokyo from last month when I was playing there with the Stooges and her buddy Christopher, talking about her music and stuff. You understand, when I recorded with her, I didn't play PowerBook or laptop or software. I just played the bass to those sounds, and we heard an early mix of one of them. It was called Ib. It's like bye-bye backwards, okay? And after that, a tune from her other band she was talking about, the band Groupies, in a song called Oimachi. Yeah, interesting stuff. The beat kept flipping over on it. So, you know, it's a whole new world for me with those. I've been recording with Pewters, you know, Pro Tools and this stuff a little bit. Well, more than with the old four-track way and cassettes and even reel-to-reel. When I go in the studios, it's Pro Tools setups and stuff. But I haven't really been using... what do you call it? Virtual sounds, really. I'm still got a long way to go with the four big cables, so I'm trying to focus on that. You know, it's one of the great things about the Funanori project. Although those are very organic instruments, flute and sanshin and the drums, tokoi. Yeah, I don't know the right names for them all and everything, but the way they're played, it's just from another culture. And, very interesting and educational for me, and it intrigues me, and it really inspires me to get it on. I mean, I got a thing coming with my missing man, Tom and Raul. And by the way, we played last week, Punk Rock Barbecue. Maybe I talked about last show. And both Tom and Raul were playing so great. And I'm kind of used to that, you know. I played with D. Boone and Georgie many years ago. And got before that with D. Boone and his brother Joe in the bedroom. And there's still a lot for me to learn even doing that. But these new things that people are generous enough to let me into their world and learn from, I really am grateful. Now, tomorrow, I leave for the last 3 weeks of overseas summer tour and with the Stooges. And I'm going to Croatia, Ireland, Finland, Russia, England, and France. And, yeah, it'll be my first time to Russia. I mean, any Stooges gig for me is beautiful, but to get to see the other pads where people live and stuff is a very righteous side benefit of this gig I got. All the touring from the beginning when we were young, the Minutemen, and starting to do it, we thought it was the greatest opportunity, you know. Not such a burden. So, of course, I'll write about it on the Hoop page and try to make some sense out of my babble and scrawl and chimping. That's what I call it, chimping. You know where that comes from, right? There's this theory that if you put 10,000 chimps in a room with, or is it 100 chimps? Well, it's a number of them, and with each of them with a typewriter. Eventually, they would type out all the works of Shakespeare, because there's a just finite set of keys and combinations hitting them, and you just had to give them enough time. I don't know about that, but it sounds plausible. I sound kind of alone because I am. I'm in my pad here in Pedro. Brother Matt went to Venezuela for a... It's just going to be his second time there. He went there last year and dug it a lot, so went back. So I'm doing the show today on my own. I wanted to get one out before I left. I'm going to try to do one in Ireland, too. I'm going to try to do a couple while I'm gone. I come back September 16. I got some gigs with Perk and Peter right away. And a couple with Tom and Raul, Missing Man. But I'm going to have some time, so... Yeah, I'm going to get the third opera going with Tom and Raul. Yeah. I can't wait in a way, you know. I just have to focus so much on the Stooges and be in a way. It's hard to be with Tom and Raul on a music level. But, man, I really dig that band a lot and love playing with them. So, having the opportunity to spend time with them and get this new work together. Plus, I got a few other things going that maybe I shouldn't speak too soon about, but a lot of what is going to be myself going to be working a lot on trying to get works out there, because a lot of my stuff lately has been gigs and I want some works too. But the newest thing you can hear me is the Funanori project, three songs with Skaori, who's busy touring now too. And then the song with Nels and Petra and Money Mark and Chad for that compilation. I think that comes out in the middle of September too. Guilt by Association, we did a Blue Oyster Cult late period or later period journey period. But Richard Meltzer wrote the words. Oh yeah, there's something with Richard too that I'm very excited about. But yeah, music gets me excited, man. Thank God for it. Wow. Here's Charlie Mingus with Eric Dolphy, the Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you.
buffalo meat and a cauliflower piece. Onions are wild but neat. The water is sweet water where the buffalo meat and the cauliflower piece. The onions are wild but neat. I will not bruise the dogs. I keep the fear of God before my eyes. A man can look farther and see less. On such endless days. A man can look farther and see less on such endless days.
いつも君がいる胸の
Shizukana Onkaku ni Nara. I think it means the music became silence. Please excuse my bad pronunciation. I'm just still learning. Long way to go with Japanese. But it's from a cat named Takeo Ito, who's been making music since the 70s. And I find his stuff beautiful. And it's something on a record he's got out on MIDI Records. Before that, we had Prairie Sailors from Home and Garden. Home and Garden was the band Scott Krause started with Tony Mamone, but then, his son is singing. Scott, the drummer of Perubu. Great cat. Dominator by the Dwarves. Before that, we started off with Sophisticated Lady. Something live by the Charles Mingus Sextet with Eric Dolphy. We've come to the end of the first hour of the August 25th, 2007 Watt from Pedro show. From Pedro. In fact, Watt's pad. So hold tight for hour two. August 25th, 2007. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show. Watt from Pedro show. Started off second hour there with Ashes by Smegma. And after that was Last of the Alien Encounter, Steve McKay. Those are two songs off the Radon Sinaitis 2006 compilation. Got to see Brother Steve soon in Zagreb. After Steve, we heard Eastern Flow by Belgrade. Well, it's actually Belgrade. Or is it Belgrade? I think it means White City. Belgrade Noise Society. Eastern Flow. Great tune. And then Stay Indie, Don't Be a Hater by Bullet Union. I think a band that's now busted up. Speaking of the Balkans, yeah, Zagreb, next Stooges gig Tuesday. And here's a band from Croatia called Umar.
You have a grandstand seat here to one of the most momentous events in the history of science. In less than a minute, you will see the most powerful explosion ever witnessed by human eyes. The blast will come out of the horizon just about there. And this is the significance of the moment. This is the first full-scale test of a hydrogen device. If the reaction goes, we're in the thermonuclear era.
Thank you.
We started off that chunk of music with I Am the Sun by Umar, Croatian band. Next land I get to visit, play for. Helping the Stooges with some bass. I think the last time I played in Zagreb was with Raoul and Paul for my sickness opera with the second man. It was a great gig. We got a lot of Croatian cats in Pedro. Relations, whatever you call it. Immigrant, descendant, cousins. They're all mainly from an island off the Dalmatia coast called Vis. I think there's two big towns, Vis and Komija. And of course there's got to be a rivalry because it's human beings. But I can't wait to go to Croatia. We almost had a Serbian gig this summer, but something happened. It fell through. But maybe next year we get to play there. And maybe one day Bosnia. Of course, Slovenia, too. And what's the new one? Montenegro. Let's see. After Umar, we had Gornik with Triptych for Emma. And I think it's reference to Emma Goldman. And I would like to recommend to anybody who's interested in something to read and is just curious, Living My Life in two volumes, Emma Goldman's autobiography. Incredible read. Incredible lady. Big hero for me. Heroine. With the E. And then we had Kalanized by Now. Here's some Deer Hunter.
Thank you. I make a mistake when I just pray to have an ordinary day.
Watt from Pedro show. Had some trip out to Hergera. That was Boris with Farewell. Before that, Oh My Head by the Space Pony. And we start off with Monochromatic by Deer Hunter. I got to paddle three times. I was only home 6 days, counting today. Or was it five? But three of them I got paddling days. You got to understand, I jones for that big time when I'm out touring. Pedaling too. I got to pedal a couple times. And I went easy, so my knees, okay. In fact, the starboard one is finally healing from that slip from doing that narration with Brand Upon Brain, silent movie up in Hollywood. Like 2 months ago? Yeah, that's a excellent gift that middle age has brought me, is slow healing. But, you know, I ain't whining. No belly aching. It's okay. No worry. I have protection now. Fujisaki Hachiman Gu'u. I think that's how you say it. Anyway. Health and, yeah, protection. Safe. Be safe. So, really, as I say in the beginning of the show, a lot of thinking about the works I got to do. I want to get done when the touring stops, slows down. Interesting times for me. Well, they've all been interesting. Just sometimes I'm a little slow at learning or realizing. Yeah. Realization. But I'm getting it together, you know, trying. We're at the end of the second hour of the August 25th, 2007 Watt from Pedro show. Hold tight for hour three. August 25th, 2007. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show, and here's part six of Jack Flanders in Tropical Hot Dog Night.
And back we go, yo-ho, yo-ho.
It's a beautiful day.
Arr. It's a fine day. Arr. Arr.
Oh, God. All right. It is great to get away from there.
Why do you say that?
Well, when word got out that we were going back to Key Diablo, they all stopped talking to us.
Well, they felt betrayed.
Speaking of feeling betrayed, who told them we were going back?
I did.
Yeah, well, that figures.
Oh, what difference does it make? We're not returning to Key Makanda.
We're not?
Don't you know? If you go back to Key Diablo, you will never leave.
No return?
No return.
Oh, is that it over there? Is that Key Milagro?
That's it.
It's a lovely island.
Oh, yeah, but then when night comes and the fog rolls in,
a monster comes out to play. Tropical Hot Dog Night.
What is that?
Like two flamingos in a food fight.
Every color of day whirling around at night.
I'm playing this music so the young girls will come out and
meet the monster tonight.
Oh, tell me what that is.
It's a song by Captain Beefheart.
Everything's wrong at the same time it's right.
Tropical Hot Dog Night.
Like two flamingos in a food fight?
I don't think we'll have any problems until it begins to get dark.
Claudine, you'll be all right?
Mojo has shown me a technique.
Oh, do you mean wrapping yourself with white light?
We can all use some of that.
That's what I did when I felt that monster reach in to suck out my innards.
Your innards?
He's joking.
Mojo feels that if we visualize white light around ourselves, the monster may not be able to see through the light.
We'll be invisible?
Oh, it'll see you. It just may not see that you have color that it can feed off of.
I don't understand. If it sucks the color from people when it gets dark, then why when it's light is everyone so colorful?
Is it possible that they're being kept captive?
For what purpose?
Oh, to feed the monster?
There's plenty of cults where that's happened.
Feed them what?
Well, they feed off your energy.
Are we talking vampire fog?
Well, often in cults, they're blitzed out by the energy.
They're brainwashed?
No, not necessarily.
No, in Baptist churches, they get some real high energy going there. You know, people get zapped by the Holy Spirit. They call it getting happy. And, man, they get to feeling real good.
Amen.
But don't you see? That is what the people back on Kimakanda believe. They believe that everyone on Ki Diablo has had their brains exchanged.
You know, that's something you might consider, Dominique.
Oh, you think so? Well, you might consider...
Stop it, all right?
Okay, we will pair off as before. Rose, do you want to join Jack and me, or go with Mojo and Dominique?
Come with us, please.
All right.
Here's your communicator.
What is this?
Well, that's to beam you up.
It's a microphone to hide under your collar.
So they won't know when we talk to each other.
Oh, except for Dominique. She talks non-stop.
Oh, and you? You think you're so...
Stop it, please. You are like little children, the two of you. Now, please, grow up.
Do we have to?
Oh, Jack, you are impossible. Ha!
So we all set?
Yeah. I'd like to see that bookshop, The Private Eye.
Oh, you know about that.
Dominique told me about it. And about the owner, Johnny Seven.
Yeah, quite a character.
Jack and I are going to see what's beyond the village.
Okay, check in every now and then, just to make sure you're staying in range.
Come on, Jack. You need the exercise.
Be back before it gets dark, all right?
I wonder if we can rent a golf cart.
I told you you'd be back.
Yes, you did. Rose, this is Johnny Seven.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Seven.
They call me Johnny.
This is a mystery bookshop.
A mystery indeed.
Excuse me. Mojo, right?
Yes, indeed.
You staying overnight?
That's right.
Where are you staying?
On our boat.
The trimaran I saw out there?
That's it.
So you looking for anything special?
Nah, just looking.
Do you like Walter Mosley?
Yeah, I read a couple of his books.
You like him?
Oh, yeah.
I've got everything he's ever done. Come on, I'll show you.
I like his Easy Rollins detective novels.
Well, I recommend you read at least one before nightfall.
We walked out of the town and into the jungle. It was dark beneath the forest canopy. Small strands of sunlight found their way down through the vegetation, giving us just enough light to follow the path that led deeper into the jungle.
Can this all be a game?
Why do you say that?
I don't know.
You feel there's something other dimensional about all this?
Do you?
I think we'll have a much better idea when the fog returns.
When it does, I don't want to be out here.
You know, it's odd. There are no houses beyond the town.
In the jungle?
No, built along the shore, overlooking the ocean. There are plenty of great locations to build, but no one has.
Well, don't forget, someone owns this island.
Maybe that explains it, but I doubt it.
How far do you want to walk?
Let's go a little further. It looks like this trail may actually lead somewhere.
Find anything?
No, just browsing.
I hope you don't mind my saying, but I don't think you're going to find anything here.
No, why not?
Well, you seem like the kind of woman who reads classics. You know, Dostoevsky, Chekhov, guys like that. It's not the kind of books I sell.
You mean books about tough guys?
That's right.
And tough babes who appear helpless. They get some chump to buy their sob story, do the dirty work for them, and the next thing you know, she skipped out with the dough, he's been framed, she's south of the border sipping margaritas, and the sap is wearing striped suits in the big house. Is that what you mean?
Why don't you just keep on browsing? How long are you staying on Ki Diablo?
Maybe a couple days.
The last time you left in a hurry.
One of our crew got sick.
You know, a guy like you comes in here with a couple of slick chickies. Now, that's a guy who needs to dress the part.
What's the part?
Well, you want to project the proper persona, right?
I don't know if I've ever met my persona.
Get out of here. You know what I'm talking about.
What do you suggest that I do to project a proper persona?
Attitude. But attitude ain't easy when you're looking like some tourist fresh off the boat.
So what are you saying?
What I'm saying is when you're looking good, you're feeling good. You got the right attitude, right?
You're saying I need a new wardrobe.
Right. Next door is a shop I highly recommend.
Next door?
Secondhand 7. The guys there are going to get you all set.
Secondhand? Is that your brother?
Just tell him Johnny 7 sent you.
Okay.
Yeah, and take the two chickies with you, that skinny one. She don't look something really good in something like slinky, like maybe beaded, black.
I think Dominique might like that.
And the other one is dressed like a school mom.
That's Rose.
Rose, Rosie. A good name. She's gonna need shoulder pads and something long and silky and red. Yeah, red for Rosie.
You mean bright red?
Oh, nah, not for a babe like that. You don't want her to look cheap. You want something that'll give you some class. Yeah, that's it. A deep magenta.
Jack, this path just goes on and on.
Yeah, well, at least the jungle has thinned out a little.
I'm ready to head back.
Well, let's just see what's on the other side of that knoll.
You go. I'll wait here.
Okay. I'll be right back.
And stay in sight, please.
Okay, I will. Well, I hope this hasn't been a complete waste of time. The sun has gone beyond the clouds. God, I think it's starting to sprinkle. Sounds like the frogs are tuning up. It'll be dark in a couple of hours.
Oh, what kind of second-hand clothes?
Johnny 7 said 30s and 40s.
Is second-hand 7's a relative?
He didn't say.
Can I help you?
Aha, Johnny 7.
I'm Johnny's twin.
Now, obviously, you are identical twin.
That's right, sister. So am I to take it that the other Johnny sent you over?
Yeah, he said we ought to dress the part.
Too bad you left early last time. You would have enjoyed the play.
What play?
The play is to play.
You got it, sister.
Ah, so we're not talking about a play. We're talking about playing.
Same thing.
And do you play every night?
Every night is showtime. Come on, let me show you what I got. I got a pair of paisley pedal pushers over here.
What do we have here? A swamp. This is an oddly out-of-focus swamp. There's a mist starting to form. Faint little wisps dancing on the surface. Wisps beginning to dance together. Like will-o'-the-wisps. Or will-o'-the-mists. They're reaching upward. Little wispy fingers reaching for something to grab onto. I think it's time we headed back to town.
I'm not sure.
Watt from Pedro show. That last tune there is for my second men guys, Pete and Jer. Pete, because I know he take all the notes and the organ and stuff. And Jer, because the title is Troptard. It's French, you know. His name's Ward Leonard, but maybe it's Ward Leonard or something. He gave me a CD when I was just playing over there in France. I think that's where I got it. Maybe it was Blois, or Paris, or good old Alzheimer. Anyway, yeah, I don't really know what that means. Maybe tard is late. Or afternoon, or tardes. Tropical. I don't know. Before that, we had somebody from somewhere in SoCal, Venice or Long Beach. I'm sorry, but it's a Disastronaut, and they played You're the Fucking Ellipse. Dot, dot, dot. Mr. Inside Release before that, and we started the third hour out with part six of Jack Flanders and Tropical Hot Dog Night, which everyone knows is the name of a great Cap'n Beefheart song. And they acknowledge borrowing the title from the captain there. I think Bat Chain Puller. Shiny Beast, Bat Chain Puller. I think of that album. Do Flamingos in a Fruit Flight. Fruit Fight. Step into a triangle. The bright spotlight. Something like. Great cat. Cat and Beefheart. Let me tell you about these gigs I did in Europe. Last week I did two in England and one in Belgium. In Belgium, the rain was threatening, came down some a little, but man, England was totally not much different coming to Pedro back home and having sun. Even with gray mornings, the sun came and the rain and the cold. But they were still good gigs. The cats who came to see us, very enthusiastic, great spirit. And of course, the band was playing tough, man. I know there's more details and stuff, but that's what the diary that I chimp is up on the Hoot page for. So, what sticks in my mind? I don't know. It was just a wonderful time to play with those guys. And, yeah, I didn't get to journey about much, hoof the towns like I usually do. Yeah, we were out in some manor in England. You know, that wasn't by a town, but it was a lot of nature. Ducks, and deers, and rabbits. So that was neat. But it was rainy. It was rainy. And, playing in tents. And mud for the kids. Or the gig goers, I should say. So there's boots and things like that. Play with different kinds of bands, usually the festivals. Certain kind of rock, modern rock. These were more mellower acts. I had a cool sax player named Terry Edwards. He really wanted to meet Steve McKay. Steve McKay, a big hero to a lot of sax players. That great work he did with Funhouse. I mean, that's immortal, eternal. Everlasting. Great, great stuff, Steve. It's so righteous to get to share a stage with him and Scotty and Ronnie and Ig. Wow. The real old mine. Watt from Pedro Show. We'll be right back.
and sweet squish.
I think you ought to tell me who you
are. I will just come back to you in for that.
Interesting, because to me, personally, you must enjoy every time. Understand? Every time, if you will listen, instantly I have desire.
Then I wouldn't know.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was the Karoshi Lovers with I Want My Karoshi. And I guess Karoshi in Japanese means death from overwork, something like that. Somebody sent me that. Before that, we had Maximo Park and the girls who play guitars. You Are First, Position Normal before that, of course. It's normal. Dissolver started off a schooner. By a schooner. I think a Montreal band. And interesting how, I played some of the new Bullet Union. Well, new. They're already broke up, but the only thing they put out. And the Sonic Youth influence on younger people. Thurston, Lee, Steve, Kim, Mr. O'Rourke, and Mr. Burt. The cats, Mr. Branca, of course, should be very proud. Sowing seeds. Oh, Mr. Klein, of course, he was very influenced by that stuff. And who's the other one? With Branca, there was another cat at the same time. Thurston told me that, like in a parallel universe, not really aware that they were kind of on the same track with Reese Chatham. So yeah, Reese Chatham and Glenn Branca were kind of developing these things. I think same thing happened with Marconi and some other cat with radio. That stuff happens. Maybe the light bulb, maybe airplanes. So, you know, playing your guitars that way. Coincidence. Coincidences are intense. There's a great book written by a guy who just passed away earlier this year, Robert Anton Wilson. Yeah, I believe that's his name. He, with Robert Shea, co-wrote the Illuminatus trilogy. Kind of a hippie joke. I guess it was passed around as a mimeograph in the 60s, and people would add to it. It's kind of a mythos. Not that book exactly, but the thing kind of was influenced by called the Principia Discordia. The Discordians, if you know anything about Eris, the goddess Eris, she is the goddess of chaos. We were talking about chaos sometimes. I think it's an antithesis of control, you know? Strict control. Suffocating, maybe. So it's a liberating thing. The language, huh? That's the problem. The feelings. Well, how do you deal with the feelings? Oh, it's too much for me. At times. I'm not worrying. I'm pondering. I ponder upon it. Okay, more music.
Like a build my silence on you. From the numbers game down on this double speed that you do. Cause my arithmetic's changed. I met you, cause what you say doesn't always add up to what you do. 12 is the number of times you mention love, with fingers crossed behind your back.
I had lions' hair.
What from Pedro Show. That was Whirling Dervish by Omar Farouk Tekbilek. Someone I dig a lot. And I'm going to try to be a little more like a Whirling Dervish. I'm going to try and move my legs more at these Stooges gigs coming up. Man, they feel like they're full of lead. I got to fight that. For that Top Hat by Jones Music, Barmecide, Alice Lee, What Are You Waiting For by Lana, and started with Lazy Lessons by the Organos. Oh, by the way, that Karoshi band, I think, is from Finland. Thanks for another edition of Watt from Pedro Show, listening in, August 25, 2007. Keep your powder dry.